Psalms 105:44. And he gave them the lands of the nations, and they fell heir to what others had toiled for.
Prayer. Dearest Lord, my prayer today is that you will fit me for your kingdom. You are waiting to bring me into the promised land, and I praise you for it. Amen.
Today, think about how God brought the Israelites into the promised land, and how he will bring you home too. He promises, he shall never allow us to be burdened more than we can handle. Allow him today to be there for you. The action for today is, imagine what heaven must be like. Just try to imagine what heaven must be like.
Today's treasure is found in the book of Psalms 31:21. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Speaking of heaven, remember, you don't always have to survive. Joseph Tan ran away from his home in communist Romania to study theology at Oxford University. As he was preparing to return after graduation, his friends pointed out to him that he'd probably be arrested on the border. One of them asked, "If you are arrested, what hope do you have of being a preacher or reaching your nation for God?" That night in prayer, Joseph asked God about this, and he was reminded of Matthew 10:16. "I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves." He thought, what chance does a sheep have of surviving the wolves, much less converting them? Yet Jesus sent us out and expected us not only to live in the world, but to win it for him. Joseph Tan returned to Romania and preached until the day that he was arrested. As he was being interrogated by the secret police, he said, "Your supreme weapon is killing. Mine is dying. My sermons are all over the country on tapes now. If you kill me, whoever listens to them will say, 'This surely must be true. This man sealed his words with his own blood.' The tapes will speak 10 times louder than ever before. So go on and kill me. That way I will win the supreme victory." The officer in charge sent Joseph home that day.
Remember, the time will come, very soon I believe in our country, where you will have to decide how long will your words go, who will you stand for? We've lived for a long time without persecution. We've been blessed, but our country is growing darker every day. How long before God takes away that blessing?